Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you very, very much there, Mary Traveland. She is just fabulous and was on a sales call many years ago. Actually, probably at my All Texas All Garden show, I realized what a beautiful voice I was listening to as we chatted about water gardening and pond supplies and all that. And I asked her if she would be my announcer, and she said, I'd love to. So I'll be doing some more recordings with her before too long. Just a longtime friend, and I thank her. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. We are in our second hour for this last hour, I guess, of 2014. And you know what? I want to do something that you couldn't pay me to do otherwise, but I have a very dear friend in Milford by the name of Dorothy. Dorothy has called my program for a long time. She was always first in line at the All Texas All Garden shows, and she always asks about our kids, and she turns 91 tomorrow. And to my friend Dorothy in Milford, happy birthday. Happiest of happy birthdays. Let's go to Tucker Reed right now with the Dallas Arboretum Report. Tucker, this is a good time for you guys, a little time to catch your breath maybe.
A little bit.
Yeah, he groaned as he said that. I don't know that you have a downtime at all, a time that you can just sit back and say, well, what are we going to do now? It's like a treadmill for you people, isn't it?
It is. You know, our downtime is actually the middle of summer, and that's when we're just trying to keep everything alive.
Yeah.
That's probably the slowest time we have is you know, July, August, before it ramps up for the fall. And, you know, all through the winter, we're actually really, really busy. Most people are surprised by that, but that's actually our busiest time.
How long will your 12 days of Christmas display be up and available to people?
It'll be up through the end of next week. So next Sunday is the last day that it will be available.
Week from today?
Yes.
All right. And there are some tickets available?
Yes, there are.
Right.
You just have to go online and get them before you show up.
All right, let's just start with that. I know it's third in your list of things to talk about, but tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, the 12 days is great. It's been a real success. We're really happy with the attendance, and the people coming out seem to be really pleased with it. It's a new holiday tradition. It's 12 different Victorian-themed gazebos throughout the gardens. It's a little less than a mile walk throughout the gardens, and it's basically it's each gazebo has one of the days of the 12 Days of Christmas song. So it's pretty cool. They look like music boxes. They have Christmas music or holiday music. It's just a real fun way to have the family stroll through the garden together and enjoy a good time.
Oh, that's fun. All right, so tickets are available at dallasarboretum.org, and evening tickets are sold that way, and you have to have a ticket to get in the evening. You have to pre-order, right?
Yes. And okay. During the day, it's just general admission. You can just show up
right. And
walk through. But if you want to come at night, you have to get your tickets online.
Yeah, and it's magical at night, and those are in short supply. So, folks, don't delay. And remember, they're closed on New Year's Day as well. So be forewarned of that. What about New Year's Eve?
They're not open on New Year's Eve.
No, okay. All right, that's fair enough. All right, tell us about the plant of this week.
Yeah, this plant is, you know, we're all familiar with kales. This is one that we decided to use this year. Last year, we had some squirrel damage on some of our kales, so we decided to make it a little bit more varied palette for them and see if something would, you know, not be as palatable. This one's called dinosaur kale. It's an old-fashioned kale. It's actually a Tuscan kale. It's been used a lot in Italian cuisine. I've been told that people use it in minestrone soup. I don't eat minestrone, so I don't know. But that's what I've been told it's in. It's just like any other kale. It's still going to like full sun. It's going to like average water. Kales really benefit from consistent nutrients, so feeding them, whether synthetic or organically, it doesn't matter. But make sure they always have consistent feed, or they're not going to be very happy, and they're going to look a little undersized. This one's a really cool one. We decided to use it because not only is its texture really cool looking because it looks like dinosaur skin, and it's got a steely blue-gray color, but it's also 2 to 3 foot tall, which is really great because in the winter landscape, especially in the annual world, we don't have a lot of tall annuals. A few of the kales get up, you know, 18 inches or so, but this was actually showing to be one of the bigger ones that we've used. It's rivaling right now the winter size of cardoon, so it's cool.
Cool. That's really good. And surviving squirrels so far?
It has been. It's really, really prolific. So it's putting on a lot of leaves. We've had a really nice, mild winter so far.
Mm-hmm.
So it's growing really well. So I think it's outgrowing any squirrel damage that is occurring. We've seen a couple where squirrels seem to be overzealous and just cut them down like trees. But We have enough that we can withstand a few of those episodes.
Tucker, it is always something, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome to horticulture. Welcome to agriculture in general. It's always something. All right. That is dinosaur kale. And Tucker somehow knows what skin of dinosaur looks like, and so he is comparing the two. So that's fine. I'll leave that one for him to explain. And you'll see it throughout the Dallas Arboretum. How readily available is it in nurseries and in fall especially?
Yeah, typically you can find it in fall pretty easily, especially I've seen it a bunch of the independent garden centers, because people are growing it for actual food, not just for the ornamental facet. So it's North Haven's almost always had it in the fall at some point in time. I know I've seen it at Nicholson Hardy. I've seen it at some Callaways. I haven't seen it at all of them, but I don't visit all of them either. So.
All right, that's good. Education, spring schedule coming up in about a week, and you might want to be online next weekend to see what they have that would interest you and sign up. And if by any chance you're a member of the Dallas Arboretum Botanic Society, you get a discount on those education programs, and that's a nice thing too. So did I cover two things in one there?
You did.
All right, that's cool. How did they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of Watt Rock Lake. If you're coming from Point South, take the Grand Avenue exit off of I-30. It'll turn into Garland Road. And if you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit off of and follow the green signs.
All right. DallasArboretum.org, once again, is the website. 24-hour information number.
214-515-6500.
They are open 9 to 5 daily. And the people behind the scenes who are doing the hard work to make that the beautiful garden it is, that would be the Horticulture Department. And you're talking to one of the leaders there, Tucker Reed. Tucker, I appreciate you, my friend.
Thank you. Appreciate
Happy New Year. All right. Talk to you next Sunday. All right. And that is sponsored by Arborological Services. Well, I go from sponsor to sponsor. Just, you know, I see my advertisers' faces when I'm doing ads for them. I see them. I know their personalities. I think about their smiles, their friendship. Arborological Services has been an advertiser with me for 25 years, and they do all of my tree work at my home. And when I think about the team of people that I know at Arborological Services, I think about a team with arms locked to protect your trees. They have certified arborists who comb out through all of the Metroplex to serve the tree needs of all the residents in Dallas and Tarrant counties and the surrounding suburbs right up against the city. Steve Hauser, the founder, could have grown this business to be a national business if he wanted to, and he said, you know what, I don't want to have that headache. I want to do the best tree work, and the only way I can do that is to keep it small enough that I know everybody and I'm watching everything that goes on. He's a great guy, just a wonderful tree man. They have plant pathologists and horticulturists and foresters on their staff. You're getting a team, like I say, with locked arms to protect your trees. If you want the best in tree service, you'll do what so many have done since 1981. You will call Arborological Services. When I did the first ad for them, I explained what on earth arborological meant. And you know, I haven't done that in years because I just assume you know. Arborological Services. The phone number is 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter at The Tree Experts. 866-552-7267. Arborological Services, arborological.com. Between now and 10, if you'd like to order my new book, call 1-800-752-GROW. However, if you have a plant question, call me here at the radio station, 800-288-WBAP. Now back to the program. All right, thank you, sir. And it is time to go back to the program. It's also time for you to activate your I would have said dialing finger, but it's a number punch finger now. And give us a call. That number that I just gave in the recorded message, I'll give live. We are looking for calls now. We've gone through our phone list, except for Greg in San Antonio. We'll talk to Greg in less than 10 seconds. Call us, please, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Greg, this is Neil. Thank you for waiting. How can I help you?
Oh, good morning, Neil. This is a privilege. Thank you.
Thank you.
I had opportunity to give my wife your book for Christmas.
Super.
And I just ordered a pen for my woodworking brother-in-law up in Washington. So thrilled to be able to.
What pen was that?
That's the Mount Rainier app.
Oh, I am taking it to the office this evening. I'm glad you're getting it. I have only one left, and
oh,
it's so
excellent.
Spectacular. Yeah, I'm on a timber hunt now, trying to find some things to replace as I run out of some of the really popular woods. He will love that. It's a great story.
Oh, great.
I'm so glad you called. That's cool.
Yeah, I'm glad to support Serenity High with
Thank
that.
Thank you so very much.
Your good labors. Well, I'm a truck driver, and I get opportunity to listen to you many times Sunday morning. But I'm on the way home to San Antonio. My wife's bought three roses, and she's asked me to dig in where I think it's almost a quarry where we're at, Neil. But when I've had to dig holes in the past, a lot of limestone. And the last time she put three roses in, one of them survives. And so she's asked me to dig these rather substantial holes. And so she can pack soil around them. And I don't know if this is the right time of year or anything. And it's quite a labor to dig in that soil. And I'm trying to just see what it'd be right. They're in 1 gallon pots.
All right. Are you on the north side of San Antonio?
Yeah, the far northeast, right?
Yeah, I know. My book printed there, and so I said,
yes.
I spent 15 days on the north side of San Antonio, right near the airport.
Yep, that's where we're at.
Yep. And so I know how, as you head north on, was that 287, I guess, isn't it? I was
281,
making,
yeah.
281. I was making a circle, a 2 mile circle from just east of 281 over to just west of 281, about a block. 44 times. And so when I had a few minutes, I'd go up 281, just kind of see what was going on north. And I saw the quarries. I saw the stone. What I would recommend, Greg, is not digging a hole, but indeed raising the planting bed. You need to do that with roses anyway. And that way you are in complete control of what goes into their root area. If you could raise the bed, if you have a spot out in the yard in full sun, where they would be backdropped with some nice evergreen shrubs or something. I'm painting a picture in my mind. Whether it work in your yard or not is up to you. But if you could raise the bed 10 or 12 inches above the surrounding grade, and for three roses, that's a bit of extra work. If you were doing 12 or 15 roses, it wouldn't be a whole lot more work to do that because you'll just get a little more soil on the load that you get. But that way you can bring in a sandy loam or you can create one and have almost like a potting soil for them to grow in. It's okay to go down into the caliche soil, maybe 4 or 5 inches, to kind of blend them together so you don't just have that hard pan like it's sitting on a parking lot or something. But a rear tine tiller where the tines are behind the wheels will pulverize soil except for the rocks and blend it all together. I would add probably 5 or 6 inches of sandy loam topsoil. I would add 2 or 3 inches of sphagnum peat moss, an inch or two of compost, an inch of pine bark mulch, and maybe an inch or two of rotted manure. And you can get all those in bulk if you end up doing a little bit bigger space. For three rose bushes, you'd probably want a bed that is maybe 3 or 4 feet wide and 6 or 7 feet long. And then that way, first of all, you have created the perfect planting soil for them. And secondly, in the times when it does rain 20 inches in San Antonio and close even the interstates, the water will drain away from the roses. You don't have to worry about waterlogged soil. And I realize that San Antonio and most of Texas has not had much of a problem with waterlogged soils recently, but there will be a time. And that'll protect your roses better. That way you can add exactly what they need. That's the better way than digging down in that highly alkaline soil.
Okay. Super. Well, I thank you very much, sir.
Well, you are very welcome, and I sure appreciate the call. And it's fun to think about that pen going to Washington State. What city does he live in?
Anacortes. It's about an hour north of Seattle. We moved down from there in 2000. So
I have a theory that Washington State is the least advertised tourist destination in America. and one of the most beautiful states in this country. The Ho rainforest and the Western Olympic Peninsula and Hurricane Ridge, that is just so gloriously beautiful.
And, absolutely.
Oh, we love Lake Quinault. I love your state, all the way to the Palouse on the other side. So thank
there you
so much, and we'll get that
okay,
pen on
thank
this.
You.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to come back to Brad in Forney in just a second. That's a fun call. On to other calls. If you'd like to call, the number is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, my book, is now available to you. It's been available since April when we published it and released it, the one I was just talking to him about. It is the book I've always wanted to write. Done in the way that I wanted to do it. I've had a long time, 24 years, to reflect on my complete guide to Texas gardening, and the fact that I just had a lot of things that I wanted to put into it that I was not able to do because of publishers and their committees and their bottom line responsibilities. And in this case, we published the book, and by bypassing the publisher, the book is very affordably priced at only $28.95 plus tax and postage. This is a book called Lone Star Gardening, not available in stores, not available on Amazon. It's available by calling my magazine office or by ordering online. Our office will be open until 10:30 today. Let me tell you about the book. It's 344 pages. It took a year to write. 840 of my photographs, that was a part of that year, getting the photos all sorted and ready for you, and taking a lot of them, in fact. So you have 11 chapters. It covers basics of gardening in Texas. Then I took all of the information I used to put in my annual gardening poster that I no longer publish on when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. We put that in Chapter 2, except instead of 12 pages, it's now 48 pages. Took all the information I had on the posters that we still sell for $10 each. There are four of them, and we put that into the book. You can buy the posters for $10 each, all four of them, or you can get the book for $28.95 and get all of that and a ton more information, a ton. These are the best trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers. And then we have another poster that's the best annuals and perennials, and those are two different posters. And that all of that information is in the chapters in this book, absolutely intact. You will find this book to be so much more user-friendly than my complete guide to Texas gardening. Your satisfaction with it is absolutely guaranteed. You'll be getting a signed copy of the book. I signed a lot of them over the weekend. I'll go sign some more this evening, and we'll have them ready to mail tomorrow morning. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, satisfaction guaranteed at $28.95, and I hope you'll order right now. Call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-GROW. That's 1-800-752-4769, or go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. Can there be a patent on quality? If there could, I'd give it to Advanced Foundation Repair. Advanced already holds 10 patents for technologies. Those technologies allow their exceptional ProLift repair system to fix just about any foundation. And the fully backed ProLift transferable lifetime warranty guarantees that repair, owner to owner for the lifetime of the house. That, my friends, is quality. Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003, foundationrepairs.com. True Texans garden year-round. Visit Shades of Green in Frisco. Give your landscape a rejuvenating facelift. Let their fine folks work with you to plan the landscape of your dreams. Now, I have told you about Shades of Green for well into the 20s of years. And I invite you to go out and see their wonderful nursery and talk to their great people. Specimen quality trees to your landscape. Take advantage. Now listen to this one very closely because this is about to run out. Shades of Green's annual tree sale with savings of up to 30% off container and bald and burlap trees, 10-gallon and larger. Sale continues through the end of December. With an outstanding selection of trees, you are sure you'll find what you're looking for. I'd get out there this afternoon or tomorrow. Shades of Green continues to have phenomenal selections of shrubs, ground covers, perennials, and annual color. And fresh shipments arrive weekly at Shades of Green in Frisco. Shades of Green can help with new landscape ideas. Call, sign up for a design consultation, one of their in-house designers. They specialize in planning and installing unique landscape ideas with low maintenance, low water requirements. They're going to be closed New Year's Eve, December 31, and New Year's Day, January 1. So basically, let's see, this is the 28th. You have the 28th, 29th, 30th. You better be out there today, tomorrow, or Tuesday to pick your shade tree. You don't have to take delivery, but you need to get it bought. Shades of Green. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com or stop by and visit 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Shades of Green in Frisco, for the right plant, right place.
Hi, I'm Julie Ferraro, principal at Serenity High in McKinney. Serenity High is a school for students who are in recovery from drugs and alcohol and who are seeking a high school diploma in a safe and sober environment. For more information, call me, Principal Julie, at 469-302-7830. On the web, that's serenityhigh.org.
Thank you, Julie. Our home landscape school is coming up in about, 6 weeks or so. It'll be all day Saturday, February 14, in Plano at the Plano Center. You must pre-register. This is our 20th year to have our home landscape school. This year sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery and also by the great folks of Callaway's Nursery. And I hope that you'll sign up and come out and join us, because we will teach you how to do a landscape design, how to do a landscape plan for your home. Pick a part of your landscape that you'd like to improve. Maybe it's the front door. Maybe it's the backyard around the pool. Whatever it is, you choose it. We'll teach you the principles of great design, how to design to scale, how to lay out beds, what plants are best to put in the beds and how to arrange them, how to have the perfect lawn, how to use color effectively from annuals and perennials and other plants that you have, and how to have the perfect, I think I mentioned, perfect turf grass. All of that information, and most of all, how to design your landscape plan. Then 2 weeks later, we give you a one-on-one consultation for half an hour to finish your landscape project. We hire 15 or 20 landscape consultants from all over Texas. We bring them all into one room, and they meet with people 30 minutes at a time to look over what they have done for their own projects and offer suggestions. You'll leave with a working drawing of your own landscape project and the knowledge of how to design additional projects in the future. It's all just $199 for one person, $239 for two people from the same household, but that's only as long as we have seating. It always sells out. Call today. Call before 10:30 or go to my website at neilsperry.com to learn more and to register there. neilsperry.com or call 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. We go to Brad in Forney. Brad, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Appreciate your waiting on me.
Okay, got about a 60-acre pasture. Got some scattered nice oak trees in it. And just trying to find the least labor-intensive ways to keep the eastern red cedar shrubs under control. And I was wondering if I could just use the glyphosate like this time of year and go out there and hit the small ones, and that would kill them off.
I don't know that I would do that. Why don't you just mow them? Wouldn't that be easier?
Well,
how tall are they?
Well, anywhere from a foot to 5 foot.
You could use a brush hog and get them cleaned off and then mow from that point on. I have 11 acres, and I like red cedars, and I have them where I need them. I don't need more. And so we just mow them off as we're mowing the grass. We mow them. I would recommend that. I wouldn't use the glyphosate. As much as I'm an advocate of glyphosates, I don't know how effective it'll be on red cedars, on junipers, and I also don't know how effective it'll be in the middle of the winter time. So I've got two strikes against it there.
Yeah, there's some places where, you know, it's not going to be able to be brush hog, and I didn't really want to get out there and manually saw them down.
I understand that. Well, I understand that. The next step might be to you could try the glyphosate if you want to, but I would use just a glyphosate. I wouldn't use the other stuff that goes into the soil. And I would try it on just a couple of plants and see what impact it has. I don't know that it's going to kill red cedar. It's a grass killer.
Right.
I'm trying to think, and you know what I'm going to suggest, Brad? Contact your county extension office. Are you Dallas or are you Kaufman County?
Well, I'm in Coffman. This is actually down in Somerville where I'm talking about. So,
Somerville County or Somerville, Texas?
Yes.
Okay.
County.
Yeah, yes. Call the county agent and ask what they do in agricultural land. That's not my field. I don't recall ever seeing a herbicide that specifically is recommended for red cedars. The broadleafed weed killers, I don't think are going to work on them, but they might. I don't think they will. I don't know. That's a terrific question. I don't know. I'll see what I can find.
Yeah, if I find out something, I will give you a shout and then give you the
results. I'm about to go into a news break, and I'll do I've got my laptop alongside me, and I'll do a quick search and see what I can come up with. But basically, I would do a little experimenting, I think, and maybe you can lead me on this one.
It's okay.
Not difficult on some things. All right, thanks for the call, Brad. All right, we're going to take a little break, and let me get caught up on time. Got myself behind, totally Neil. And Major is waiting with his newscast, and I'm sitting here needing to tell you about Dallas Plumbing Company. They've been providing plumbing services to the Dallas-Fort Worth area since 1903, and that means they are about to go to 112 years serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. My gosh, that's a long time. And it's four generations of the Downs family, the same family. Nice family. Nice to get to represent them. They're so behind the scenes and so quality driven in their company. They have earned a lot of awards, consumer awards and industry awards. They offer to you a 15-point heating checkup from Dallas Plumbing Company so you can keep warm and cozy. It's just $145 for two checkups per year, one for the heating part of your system and one for the AC part of your system. So one going into the winter or now if you haven't done it already, and one going into the summer to make sure everything is great. That's less than about $12 a month to assure a safe and efficient control of the weather inside your home year-round. Now, we have it on our systems at our home. We have a home that we originally built, and it had two heating air conditioning systems, one for upstairs, one for all of the downstairs. That's the big unit, as they say. And then we've added on to our home twice, and because ductwork could not be extended, we have four AC. It's not a big house, but we have four AC units, and we have a contract for each one of those. The additional ones are just $95, and I tell you, it is really worth, I'm pounding my chair as I tell you that, really worth the small cost of doing it to have them come out. For seniors, there's a 10% discount on plumbing, heating, or air conditioning services. This is all from Dallas Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. They are the best, and they have a wonderful showroom for kitchen and bath fixtures as well. That's at 11055 Plano Road, open Monday through Friday and Saturday mornings. For any of your plumbing, heating, or air conditioning work, call them at 214-340-6300, 214-340-6300, or go to dallasplumbing.com.
Licenses TACLA 38830C and M163.
As long as we're making your house just near perfect with the plumbing, heating, and air conditioning, why don't we cap it all off with a cap, with a wonderful roof from Wortham Brothers Roofing. For a long time, I wanted to get a roofing company as a sponsor here on my program, and we did the research, and Paula, my sales rep, said, you know who we need? We need Wortham Brothers. They have the experience since 1986. They have the tenure, 60,000 roofs. They do a lot of multiple, neighborhood roofing, new installations, but they also do replacement roofs, and they use the finest of material, and they have a tip-top quality as their premier thing that they're achieving when they come out to put a roof on your home. Now, there's another aspect to Wortham Brothers Roofing Company, and that is that you might want to have your roof inspected. There are a lot of reasons you might want to, and here at the end of the year, you might be changing insurance carriers. If you are, get it inspected before you give up your old carrier, because if there's been damage, it needs to be covered by the old carrier. The new carrier is going to say, well, nice to have you aboard. We have your policy. You're in effect. Now, by the way, you have roof damage, and we're not going to cover that for you. So you need to call Wortham Brothers for that roof inspection. If you're going to list your home for sale, you're getting it ready to put on the market, have your roof inspected. Better that you find out ahead of time than to be surprised during the buyer's home inspection. And then before your claim expires, remember that some roof damage claims have life expectancies and they go away. So you need to have Wortham Brothers look at your roof for any of those. 972-562-5788. Great people, great roofing. 972-562-5788. WBRoofing.com. WBRoofing.com. Wortham Brothers. WORTHAM. Wortham Brothers Roofing Company. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. Once again, I introduce to you Major Logan.
Good morning, Neil. WBAP News time now 9:35. A strip club settlement in Dallas. We'll have that story after we update traffic and weather on the ones. Checking your ClassicChevrolet.com right now traffic watch at Accident Central Expressway before El Dorado Parkway has been cleared. Things back to normal there. Also be aware the off-ramp remains closed to Western Center Boulevard off 70, rather southbound I-35W Fort Worth. You need to take a Basswood exit as an alternate route at that location. The WBAP 24/7 forecast now clearing, becoming mostly sunny. It's going to be a little cool today, though, high only 48. Mostly clear tonight and cold, low 32. Mostly sunny and milder tomorrow with a high of 57. It's 36 degrees now in Mesquite. A federal court in Dallas has approved a $2.3 million settlement involving nearly 200 women who argued a strip club violated federal labor laws.
The settlement ends a three-year battle involving the Dallas Club Jaguars and other parties. The women claimed they were employees, often working more than 40 hours a week and deserved minimum wage and overtime pay. Club owners argued the women were part-timers, not bound by labor laws. The Dallas Morning News reports Jaguars and court filings had argued the women were never required to work full-time or overtime hours. Eric Bushman, 24/7 News.
New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton told NBC's Meet the Press many New York City police officers have lost trust not only in Mayor de Blasio, but way higher.
They really do feel under attack, rank-and-file officers and much of American police leadership. That they feel that they are under attack from the federal government at the highest levels.
Thousands of police officers, state troopers, sheriff's deputies, and others from law enforcement agencies big and small across the country gathered in New York City for the funeral of slain officer Rafael Ramos, killed by with his partner in a brazen daytime ambush a week ago. Again, it's going to be clearing, becoming mostly sunny today, high near 48, right now 34 degrees in Denton. From the WBAP 24/7 News Desk, I'm Major Logan. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Major, very, very much. Our home landscape school, just remember the date. It is Saturday, all day Saturday, February 14, Valentine's Day. Great way to celebrate Valentine's Day. We'll have you out by 4:30. You can go on to a Valentine's dinner and have a wonderful evening and just celebrate together. If you have a home and you'd like to either do a new landscape or a redo landscape, redo a part of your landscape. And that's what a lot of our people who sign up are wanting to do. We'll teach you how to draw a landscape plan to scale. If you don't do it to scale, it's not a plan. You start drawing a map somewhere. Have you ever had that? Somebody draws you a map and it looks like you're going to go a mile and it's actually 10 miles before that second blinking light. And you're all lost because there's no scale to the map that they've drawn for you. Well, the same with a landscape plan. You got to have a map for this journey. And Stephen Chambly of Shandor Gardens and I will be your guides on your journey. So let us teach you how to do a good landscape plan, how to lay out beds, what plants are best, and how to position them in the beds and in the landscape, how to have effective use of color, perfect turf grass, all of that stuff, all that important stuff. And then 2 weeks later, on February 28 or March 1, we'll give you a one-on-one consultation with a landscaping professional as you finish up your landscape plan, or if you come as a couple, a two-on-one consultation. You'll leave with a working drawing of your landscape plan, your own landscape project, plus the knowledge of how to plan additional projects in the future. It is sponsored by Encore Electric Service Delivery in Callaway's Nursery, and it is just $199 for one person, $239 for two people, same household. You need to register before we run out of seats, and the way to do that is to call my magazine office before 10:30 today, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769, or you can register online at neilsperry.com. It's the same way you get my new book, either way. NEILSPERRY.com or 1-800-752-4769.
Rush on WBAP.
Why do we sell Iran a nuclear bomb? Yes, 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 I'm joking, but I'm trying to illustrate a point by using excessive exaggeration. You haven't seen anything yet.
Rush, 11 till 2, News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
North Haven Gardens has been my friend for a long, long time. We moved to the Dallas-Fort Worth area in 1970, and one of the first nurseries I ever went to was North Haven Gardens. They founded in 1951, so they were 20 years old when I found them, and now they are, oh, do the math. They've been around a while, and they have done some major remodeling and just kind of changing things out, and they are just fabulous. That's all there is to it at North Haven Gardens, 9-acre nursery. They have everything you need to get your soil in shape before spring planting. They also have a garden advisor at North Haven Gardens to help you learn more about how to boost plant health with improved soil. They can help you get a jump start with your tomatoes in January. Seed starting is a satisfying winter project, and they have everything that you might want for vegetable varieties. They offer an organically labeled and non-GMO selection, both heirloom and hybrid tomato varieties, as well as broccoli, spinach, peppers, and other favorites. Visit nhg.com for classes and demonstrations in the new year to help you achieve success. Saturday, January 10, 2:30 to 3:30, they'll have a mini succulent garden make-and-take workshop. Learn how to compose artful planters and how to care for them in this hands-on workshop. It costs $30. That includes all the materials. Register today. That's January 10 from 2 to 3:30. And go to nhg.com for more details. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, just west of Central, and just north of Royal is a good way to put it. 214-363-5316. Again, it is nhg.com because it's North Haven Gardens. North Haven Gardens, shop today. Neil Sperry's eGardens, my free electronic newsletter, goes to more than 40,000 subscribers each month. Sign up at neilsperry.com and check out the very special offer on my new book while you're there. That's neilsperry.com. Now back to the program. All right, we go back to our phone lines. Thank you very much for calling. Lots of nice callers today. Mary Jane in Garland, good morning.
Yes, Neil. For over 20 years, I've had this wonderful pomegranate. I don't know if you call it a bush or a tree.
I would call it a shrub, yeah.
It's a shrub? Thank
you. I would call it, yeah. You don't see them trained single trunk. Go ahead.
I see. I know very little about flowers, trees, or anything, but I'm learning so much about from your program, and maybe I'm going to take up a course and learn more. However, back to the bush. You say it's a bush, right? No,
yes.
A shrub.
It doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, it used to have beautiful orange flowers that started blooming in April and May. And through the years, it's become less and less and less. But the shrub has become bigger and bigger and larger. And does it need to be pruned?
No, not to make it bloom. In fact, that might work counterproductively because you'd get a lot of strong regrowth if you pruned it. I have a question I want to get out of the way before I take a stab at an answer. How much sunlight does this plant get now compared to maybe 10 or so years ago?
Well, that's a good question. I would assume the same. It's in the same place.
You don't have any trees nearby?
No, in fact, there's been a couple of trees that had to be, because of the weather, cut down.
Okay. Well, often when we have a pomegranate that we use as a shrub in a landscape design or in a garden even, we also have trees around it, and shade can get heavier and heavier. And when a flowering plant begins to lose interest in blooming, that can be due to excessive shade, kind of like a call I had in the first hour on vegetables, why they had become non-productive. And I won't guarantee that caller's problem was more shade, but it sure sounded like it to me on that call. Well, the same thing could apply to pomegranates. Now, that's the answer I wanted to get out of the way and just have made that statement to you so you can think about it. The other thing that I've noticed with pomegranates in the last few years, they have had, and especially in 2013, they have had some pretty bad setbacks with cold damage in North Texas, not so much in South Texas. But certainly in the Metroplex, pomegranates were hurt pretty badly in a couple of those prolonged cold spells last year. And when that happens, the plants either die to the ground or die back or lose a lot of vigor, and so they won't bloom for a year or two or three after that. I've seen that cycle happen to pomegranates in the Metroplex probably four or five times in the 45 years that we have lived in Dallas-Fort Worth. So, you know, that it may be nothing more than that. It's a plant that is pretty well adapted here, but it would never make a commercial crop to put into a pomegranate. We'll call it an orchard. You don't see them grown here commercially because of the cold damage.
So I should just let it alone?
That's all you should do. If you need to reshape it to take a really strange branch that you know, goes off on a tangent somewhere, you can do that certainly, or if you have branches that stick out into a walkway, you could remove those, but don't prune it just to be pruning it.
I thank you so much. It's at the end of the yard against the fence.
I just leave it alone and hope for the best, and it may get back into being productive as it kind of recovers from that cold, and hopefully we won't have a bad winter for a while now.
Well, thank you. Apparently, it must be a very hardy thing.
They are durable. They sure are. Mary Jane, good luck with it. I appreciate your call.
Thank you.
Let's go to Terry in Weatherford. Terry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
What I'm interested in is building a greenhouse sometime in the near future. We live on quite a bit of property. We have a farm out here, so space is not an issue. I don't need something that's great big, but I don't want one of these little tiny plastic ones that you see advertised in the paper and so forth. What I would like to know is, what would you suggest in terms of the dimensions of the greenhouse? I was thinking something like 15 or 20 feet long by maybe 10 feet. What kind of height would I look for, and what kind of things would I have on the inside? I'm planning on a propane heater and a couple of vent fans and a pea gravel floor.
I like everything you've done. Remember that it costs you to heat the aisle, and if you had a 10-foot, you need to, greenhouse benches ought to be 42 inches wide if you're reaching them from one side, and 48 or maybe 54 inches wide, probably 48 if you're reaching from both sides. They could be narrower than 42, but, you know, somewhere between 36 and 42 if you reach from one side. So those are the outer two benches, and then if you have an aisle, then remember that you have to pay to heat that aisle, and so you don't want to make the aisle any wider than it has to be, just so you can get through, and maybe not a wheelbarrow even, so you can get in there. Make it out of a pressure-treated wood so that it won't decay. And your propane heater with ventilation is perfect. The exhaust fans are great. You need to determine whether it be glass or polyethylene. If it's polyethylene, maybe you just use a type that you have to replace every year. And that way you have ventilation guaranteed in the summer when you take it off, because it will shred. On my greenhouse, I use a four-year polyethylene. I'll have to replace it next fall. I have shade fabric over my greenhouse because it gets so hot in the summertime. Mine is 30 by 60 feet. I bought a commercial greenhouse used 30 years ago, and I've loved having it. 10 by 20 is what the one I had before was, and I think you can keep that manageably cooled. It's not easy to cool it in the summer. In fact, I had mine beneath some trees, and in the winter it got full sun, but in the summer it had a good bit of shade, and I needed that. There's so much to talk about. You know what, are you on Facebook at all?
No, sir, I'm not, but I do subscribe to your magazine.
If you have anybody who is on Facebook who could go to my Facebook page and click on the subject of notes, I have notes, and I put a lot of information on home hobby greenhouses there, because I was getting more and more questions about it, and it just took so long to answer them that I typed a lengthy piece up and put it there for you. So that would be something available to you to look at if you want to, and it could be printed for you. It's a lengthy piece. So that'd be a recommendation for what I have to offer, but you'll love it. You'll have a lot of fun with it. They are never big enough. Height needs to be probably 8 feet in the center or 10 feet, because of the width. If you're going 12 or 15 feet wide, it'd be, or 10 feet wide, it needs to be 8 or 9 feet at least.
Okay, one quick question about what I'm growing in there. Can I grow vegetables year-round, like tomatoes and squash in the greenhouse?
You can grow a couple of tomato plants. Squash would eat up all your space and would not be cost-effective. You don't want benches if you're going to be growing tomatoes in it. Sure, you could do it. I'm not sure that's a productive way to use it to best advantage. And year-round means during the winter. You grow them outdoors during the summer. So I got to run. I've got three more callers I need to get to, Terry. But get somebody to print that out, and that'll help you a good bit.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, we'll take our last break, and then I'm coming back to my callers, and I'll make this one very quick. It does involve my new book, but I'll do the short version of that ad. If you would like to get a copy of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book that was released in April of last year, my first book of this sort in 24 years, you can call my office until 10:30 today, or you can order at neilsperry.com. I'll give you the phone number in just a moment. This is a book that is not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. In no way will you say, well, that's just a revision. It is totally different, laid out very differently. There are elements to it that were not even in, 48 pages of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all your plants. That used to be in my calendars when I published them. Now it's in this book. It wasn't in the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. People tell me that Chapter 2 is their favorite part of this book. So you get the book. It'll be a signed copy, by the way. It is not in stores. Two differences. It's not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening, and it is not in stores or on Amazon. Those are two things I hope you'll remember. But it's only $28.95 because I self-published. I didn't go through a publisher who would soak off a bunch of the cost. This way you get it directly from our office, and that's at 1-800-752-GROW. Call between now and 10:30, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, or order it at neilsperry.com. It's just $28.95 plus tax and postage. neilsperry.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have been a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they've used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com. That's whiz-q.com. Or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
At this point, you would have heard an ad for Serenity High in McKinney, the nation's only public recovery high school in the McKinney ISD. You can learn a lot more about Serenity High by going to serenityhigh.org, serenityhigh.org, or by looking in the McKinney ISD website. Both of them will link you right back to the Serenity High website. So I hope you'll take a look at it for kids in recovery from drug and alcohol abuse. Been advised not to go back to their home schools. I wanted to get directly back to my calls, and I'll tell you first about Norway Irrigation, then we will get right to the calls. It is a joy for me to get to, as I'm doing an ad, know that I'm talking about the best in the business, and that's the case with Norway Irrigation. Best irrigation contractors I've ever worked with. I've known Bill Jensen, the owner, for more than 40 years. He is my friend. He is all about quality of what he does. He could have built his business huge. He chose to keep it small and manageable for all of his career. Now, they specialize in water-efficient systems that'll help you have a gorgeous lawn and landscape while you save money and water. They can convert your old above-ground system to the finest, most reliable drip irrigation system available anywhere. Your grass and plants have different watering needs. Drip irrigation gives you the freedom to decide when and how much you need to water. That's Norway Irrigation. Their service department is second to none. If you need service on an existing sprinkler system, even if it was not theirs, call Norway Irrigation. The best. I've said it again, and I'll say it one more time. They are the best. 972-446-3292. 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com. We go to Gary in Savoy in Fannin County. How can I help you?
Yeah, Neil, thanks. We've got an acre, and it requires a lot of mowing. A lot of it is just mixed grass. We've never planted any grass. It's just, you know, regular grass, various things in it. And I really need to trim down the mowing. I'm disabled now, a disabled veteran, and we just can't keep up with it. And I don't really want to hire somebody to come in. Is there some kind of ground cover or something that I could have somebody come in and take that grass up and replace it with some kind of ground cover that would look okay? But
Gary, I'm going to save you a huge amount of work and money, huge, by telling you what I tell people when I do a program sometimes called Facts and Fantasies about gardening, and one of the fantasies is that ground covers are less work than turf grass. Everything you get to do to a lawn when you plant a ground cover of any kind, doesn't matter what kind, you get to do by hand. You get to pull the weeds by hand. You get to trim it by hand. It is 8 million times more work than grass for that acre. Mowing a few times, you know what I would try to do is try to find somebody, maybe an Eagle Scout, who would take that on as a project to help you as a disabled vet. That's what I would do. Contact the county extension agent in Fannin County. People want to help, and they want to help you. And the county extension office will take you under his wing, so to say, and I'll bet he'll find you some help. But
that'd be great.
It's so much better than trying to put ground cover in. Ground cover is more work than turf grass.
All right, very good.
Love you, man.
Well,
good
you
luck
much.
With it. All right, keep me updated. Sure. Greg in Pilot Point, how pre-emergence actually work? Let me do the best I can. I have less than a minute to answer that and the other question. I'm not a chemist. A pre-emergence put down a layer of the active ingredient that stops the seedlings from germinating. When they try to germinate, it kills them at the point of germination. It's just a layer of that product that goes across the soil. And as to how it affects those seedlings, I'm not the one to tell you that. I'm sorry. Just not the chemist. Marilyn in Fort Worth, lamb's ear planted it this year. Do I cut the flowers off? You know what? You cut the buds off before it ever goes to flower. You don't want it to bloom. And so, yes, you do cut them off. To Robert Borowski, nice job today, Robert. Boy, we were busy, 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 busy. Thank you all so much for this year and for this program. And until next Sunday and next year, have a safe and happy new year. Happy gardening.